come howling around your kitchen door.
It is Halloween. I keep forgetting that. I'm not really big on.
Our family never has been. That's
yeah.
My favorite's Thanksgiving, Easter, Christmas. Yeah. But you know, they say Halloween spending is almost equal to Christmas now, which I find hard to understand. But you doubt that?
I doubt that. Who is they?
I've just heard it reported several times. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet the source of that report's probably the candy manufacturers or somebody that wants you to think it's okay to go out there and blow a bunch of money. Coming up, some more community events. November 22nd is the annual Operation Santa Claus Charity Golf Classic, brought to you by Sanderson Ford and Sanderson Lincoln on Bell. We are not a golfing family. This is held at the Wigwam Golf Resort. But Rosie and I, just with our partnership with Sanderson Ford, so we're going to make it an annual event. None of us golf, so we were looking for people that can golf that we will take you to complete our foursome. Rosie's got his foursome put together.
I actually did get a call for you this week, so I have a few suggestions. But if you're interested, let us know. We'll see if it, you know, if you can make it on the list or not. But I forgot to tell you, sorry.
info@rosieonthehouse.com. We'll put the foursome together. Operation Santa Claus is a 501c3 that helps great nonprofits like St. Mary's Food Bank, Southwest Autism Research Center, Military Assistance Missions, and the Ronald McDonald Charities of Phoenix. There's also sponsorship packages from $10,000 down to $100 if you're an individual golfer to come out. GiveToTheClaws.com if you'd like to sign up. We'll be out there. And again, we need people that are good golfers. I think the Rosie requires you to send in a picture of your scorecard to verify that you'll help pick up our slack.
And that's with our friend Sanderson Ford.
And November 22nd, is that a Sunday? I think that's a Sunday. That's, ooh, okay.
You're right. Good check.
Okay. So that's interesting.
It's unusual.
Yeah, that caught me by surprise.
Especially for Sanderson.
yeah, we'll do it out at Wigwam. You can golf. You just can't sell true arts.
That's right. They probably wanted to participate and knew they'd have to give them a Sunday.
It's the Open Line Hour with Rosie on the House weekly radio broadcast. Anything about your house, home, castle, or cabin, we'll help you talk through it by dialing in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Carol will get your information. We'll get you on air and help answer your question best to our ability. Clayton wrote in and said thanks for mentioning from Focus Insurance on their providers, but he didn't tell us what the program was. Throw me a bone here, Clayton.
He
took the time to write
morning.
Thank you. Let me know what that...
Text me, buddy.
What that was, but we'll get that. Again, everything is online at rosieonthehouse.com. I had an interesting email come in this week from a couple that don't like to call themselves home flippers because that implies cheap work, implies
bad
shoddy
connotation,
work.
Yeah.
So they are property investors and renovators is what they like to call themselves. But it was kind of interesting. They're looking for contractors that offer wholesale pricing. And how the construction industry works is when you go to a materials shop, whether you're buying electrical supplies or you go to a plumbing supply shop, if you walk in as a homeowner, there's one price. If you are a licensed contractor, and many of them require you to have an account with them, you get a second wholesale price.
And that's due to their volume.
Well, it's due to their volume, and it also helps them be competitive in the marketplace. You know, that's just how it's set up. And they're looking for a contractor who offers wholesale pricing.
That'd be tough.
The contractor is the wholesaler.
Hmm.
You know, why would a contractor offer wholesale value that they don't have a markup on? So they're processing materials for you at cost to your benefit for your property renovation?
I guess you'd have to mark up your labor pretty good.
You just need to go become a licensed contractor.
Oh, got it.
Join the club is the answer to that. Not try and
shortcut the system.
Yeah, you have your cake and eat it too. You've got to get involved. Go down to the Register of Contractors, acroc.gov. Get your general license, and then you can participate in those wholesale options. Now, that would be my suggestion, because there's nobody that has time to let you take advantage of their pricing break without
making a profit.
Exactly. So, but that is good that he is at least acknowledged that the flipping, that was always something that drove me nuts as well, was the whole home flipping. They'd buy it, they'd put $20,000 of absolute junk product and workmanship and then sell it for $40,000. It was just what the housing industry was doing and growing at such a rapid rate. Anybody could do it.
Well, and also a lot of people had walked away from homes and they were in such bad shape. You know, they couldn't possibly do enough to recover from that. And so you didn't know what you got until it was too late.
People saw other people making money two or three times, and then they came into it, came a little late to the game, bought something that was already overpriced, couldn't sell it fast enough, got stuck. Construction, remodeling, building, it should be a timeless practice. It's not something that you just jump into, make a quick bucks, and jump out. It should be a timeless practice. You shouldn't go into something thinking, well, I'm only going to be in it 2 years. Well, then, you know what? Just don't do anything. Don't waste all this material to put in new carpeting for a two-year process and then go out. Just leave it as is and let the next homeowner do it right.
Pick what they want.
Yeah. Especially finishes. Paint colors, floor covering colors, flooring options. That's generally the first things that new homeowners will change to their liking is the finished surfaces, just because that's what you see and that's what you're surrounded by every day, day in and day out.
Well, so I did a home inspection.
So to do a really sloppy job improving something to quick sell it, I'm like, why would you dump money into something that you're not going to get a return on investment for?
Well, I guess they're hoping too.
Well, I couldn't tell you a single project. Not to say there isn't one, but I couldn't tell you anything in the construction industry that, let's say you put $1,000 in, you're not going to be able to then say add $1,500 resale value at the end of the project. Now, you could, and you may find the right buyer for it, but to think that you're going to dump $20,000 into a home to get $30,000 out of it at, you know, so you're only making a $10,000 profit in a quick year's time, the property value is going to drive it a whole lot more than any kind of little paint job here or any new granite countertop there. I mean, you're spending money that you probably are never going to recuperate. In fact, if you look at the National Remodeling website, they have an annual cost versus value that you can go on, and they've got it broken into zones across the country. And you can go into that zone that you're in, look at what you're doing, and very rarely is a project more than 100%
return.
Usually it's closer to a 60 or 50% return on the money you'll get back for that. And this is a study that's been done annually for a lot of years. So do some time to research it. If you're looking at doing home flipping, if you're looking at doing or at selling your home and thinking, well, I've got to do these things so I can get more money out of it, you're better off just taking, but let's say, just selling the home as is and using that profit to invest it in your new home that you're going to live in. Save it for that, not trying to fix up your home for someone else to come in and change it all anyway. It's a very strange mindset that's out there that I don't understand, and I'm not trying to, if you are a home flipper, I'm not trying to drive a nail in your industry. There's just a mindset of timelessness that I think needs to be practiced. When you go to ancient civilizations, or what a lot of people say, the old world in Europe, and when you guys were in Germany, I mean, these buildings aren't 10 years old. They're not 20 years old. They're hundreds of years old because of the timeless mentality and craftsmanship that went into it. Now, can everybody afford it? And do they need cheap housing? And yes, that's why it exists. But if you're going to get into it as a profession, have an aspect of timelessness when you're looking at it. Because the next person that lives in that home, whether when you move on or when you pass, you're not doing the next generation any favor by slapping something cheap together. They're just going to have to tear it down and slap something else cheap together. If everything was built in a timeless...
I guess that's kind of a
It's kind of a picture-perfect world utopia I know I'm talking about that doesn't really exist.
I think it comes with a sustainable mindset, just using what we have wisely and well and, you know, building things that last and have value instead of, like you said, just slapping things on to get an extra buck, which you're not going to get anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, if you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Carol is our call screener today. She'll be happy to get your information and put you on the air if you make it through her. She's very picky about her callers. She likes the hang up button. You know, if you sound rude, if you sound grumpy, she might hang up on you. If you've got a little bit of an attitude, she doesn't tolerate.
We don't get
with
callers
that.
Like that. Our Rosie and the House peeps are good.
They are. 1-888-767-4348.